Everything my mother told me about women is true, and I can prove it. No one is smarter or cooler than a mom, and my mother, Lucille Elizabeth Peake, was no exception. Lucille's lessons may have originated from reading books and magazines, watching TV, listening to the radio, or from her fondness for talking to everyone like they were her best friend. But most of her genius was instilled from her childhood at the elbow of a wise father, the arms of a loving mother, and her life experiences at a very young age. Every event was absorbed and distilled for wisdom on demand. The 85% Man in Lessons from Lucille is about prospering through every possible phase of dating, marriage and divorce, children, and romance in the internet age. And, most importantly, confronting the truth about yourself. Whether in casual after-school chats or questions about topics I couldn't decipher on my own, Lucille delivered up pearls of wisdom that would resonate with me all of my life. Regardless of their derivation, to me, Lucille's lessons were sage original wisdoms to guide me on my life's journey. In my youth, I did not take parental advice to heart. After all, what your parents told you not to do, drinking, smoking, having sex, partying after midnight, driving too fast, dating the wrong person, was always so much fun. Why listen to them? Time would answer that question. My quest for a relationship like my parents' has spanned 3 decades with a couple of marriages, several long-term romances, hundreds of online introductions, many fix-ups via friends, chance encounters, and dating services. During my searches, either early on, during, or at the end of a connection, Lucille's words would bubble up in my brain. When I started online dating, I began to document each meeting. Initially, it was to remember introductory phone conversations or information women had posted in their profiles. Later, my notes became required reading to track preliminary information versus actual meetings. In the absence of a second date or at the end of any extended connection, my choice or theirs, Lucille's observations started to form a pattern. Mom's tutelage became a serious guide for nipping dating disasters in the bud. In the worst cases, her lessons became hindsight regrets for, I should have listened to my mother. Don't go down alone. You're a character in a scary movie. You find yourself at the top of the stairway to the basement. The camera perspective looks up from a pitch black. You flick the light switch up and down as the dark void remains unchanged. The creepy music intensifies. You look down and hesitate before taking a first step. Your mother yells out from the audience, "Don't go down there!" But you go down. With your trusty flashlight in hand, you head down the stairway. Halfway down, your old friend flickers and dies. You're forced to feel your way through the dark. You push through the cobwebs and spiders, creaking noises, and the obligatory cat jumping and screeching. Where the hell did that cat come from? As you arrive at the bottom of the stairs, there's a dim light from the tiny window up in the corner. You turn, and out of the shadows, yikes! There's the monster your mother tried to warn you about! There's no escape! If only you'd listened to Mom! In The 85% Man and Lessons from Lucille, I've shared Lucille's wisdom to keep you from going into that scary basement defenseless. Men are dumb enough to go into the gloom against all advice. Women are much smarter, and they only go into the basement because it's part of a romance novel lodged in their imaginations. Their prince is down there, and venturing into the dark holds the fantasy of living happily ever after. When the dead light switch and the creepy music don't alarm you, then perhaps sharing my conversations with Lucille and my missteps can keep you from going down into those dark stairs alone. If you do go, you may be better equipped to handle what's in the basement. If you find you are the monster below, maybe we can keep you from dispatching the less-than-perfect person who stumbles down to meet you.